Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, this is completely insane at this point with all of the Tommy John issues that we're seeing on our team. We have to figure out what's going on. Not to mention, shame on the Padres. Shame on them. They knew he was hurt back in October, and they did nothing about it. Nothing. They decided, oh, we'll rehab. We all knew that he needed Tommy John surgery again, and they f***ed this one up, too. Thanks, Padres. Goodbye to the 2021 season, and we'll wait till next year, but we won't have Lamet because they sat on their ass and did nothing. Thanks, Padres.
That's a take.
This is an overreaction.
You say that, but he could be right. I mean, there's...
You think they sat on their ass and they Lamet walks in, bag full of cheeseburgers, right? Bag full of cheeseburgers, eating cheeseburgers, and just he's in the room by himself, throwing a brick against a wall, like, this is how I'm going to do it. They sat on their ass? He walks in, like, hey, Denelson, we had some ideas. No, I got it. And he's just doing curls with 85 pound. Hey, we wouldn't recommend that. No. You guys continue to sit on your ass. I'm going to do curls.
I'm not a rehab specialist, but I have talked to, you know, Tingler and Lamet, and the process that he has gone through. They say is you would not believe the amount of work that Denelson Lamet had to do since last season in order to go through the PRP therapy and the rehab that goes along with it to try to strengthen that elbow. It's not a walk in the park. The rehab from Tommy John surgery obviously is tough. This was not a walk in the park either. He put in the work over many, many months to try to get back onto the mound for the Padres. Now, if the 2021 season truly is over, Woods, maybe, and just hear me out, maybe they should get Tommy John surgery for Blake Snell and Yu Darvish right now out of the way so they can come back in 2022. Because isn't it irresponsible of them to wait on those guys when they could do it now and, you know, maybe get them back for the middle of next season? Musgrove as well. Just get them all done now.
Just knock them all out.
Knock them all out at once and then come back next season. You'll have a really good team in August of next year, presumably with healthy arms coming back from Tommy John surgery.
That sounds ridiculous, Ben, because it's ridiculous.
A little bit. This hour, Ben and Woods, is brought to you by Exergen. Accuracy matters. Receive a $5 rebate by trading up any non-contact thermometer toward an Exergen. Again, accuracy matters. COVID vaccines are proven effective by the peer-reviewed published studies. Exergen temporal scanners. Accuracy is backed by more than 80 published clinical studies. Visit Exergen.com. All right, if we're really not in the business of throwing away the 2021 season after 20 games, what does it look like moving forward if the Padres don't have Denelson Lamet? Let's have that real discussion coming up next year with Ben and Woods after this check of traffic at 97.3 The Fan. All right, so we will wait and see what happens with Denelson Lamet, but the Padres obviously have to be ready no matter what happens going forward. And with Adrian Morejon also out for the season, what looked like a very deep starting rotation is now looking, well, a little bit thin moving forward. Still very good at the top with Yu Darvish, Blake Snell, and Joe Musgrove. You know, 1-2-3 that you can probably compare with any 1-2-3 in baseball at this point. After that, though, it really gets a little dicey, Woods. And it's hard to imagine the Padres just saying, all right, well, it's Paddock and it's Weathers and the rest of the way, and we've got our five-man rotation set. They're going to need some help somewhere else at some point this year. Now that they've lost two of their starting pitchers, or at least presuming they've lost two of their starting pitchers. I don't know where that help comes from, though, Woods. That's, I think, the issue that you know, we don't know how players are looking at the alternate training site. The Padres have some, you know, minor league prospects who are a little more advanced in terms of pitchers, guys like Reggie Lawson. We saw Anderson Espinosa coming back from two Tommy Johns, but that's a slow process. I can't imagine that he's just ready to jump right in. Their number 13 prospect, a 24-year-old named Reese Neer. I don't know how near he is to the major leagues.
Or far.
He could be far. They got a 24-year-old mate, Mason Fox, is their number 22 prospect. These guys could be looking great at the alternate training site. They could be looking like they are years away or never really going to make it on the major leagues. That's the nature of prospects that aren't number one guys. So then there's the number one guy, Mackenzie Gore. It seems as though if the Padres are really going to be the kind of team that they hoped they were going to be, they're going to probably need Mackenzie Gore to get up to the big leagues at some point and show why he's been one of the top prospects in all of baseball for the last 3 years.
Pandemic absolutely killed a lot of people, not literally. Well, it did actually literally. I'm talking in baseball terms. Killed the development is what I meant to say. Killed the development.
Choice of words there. I am
the worst. Killed the development, Ben, and without competitive innings. Look, what is the inherent risk of bringing a 22-year-old Mackenzie Gore up right now and saying, hey, we're going to slow play you as well. We're going to give you the kind of Ryan Weathers treatment. If he comes in, he gets torched. Who knows? Who knows? Now, listen, he's going to get torched at some point. If they wait a year, they wait 2 years. He's going to get torched at some point as he develops. It happens to the best of them. How does he react? How does he change his approach? I would hate to think that they're going to rush along somebody's development that's already been impeded by a global pandemic, right? If he's not ready, don't bring him up.
In that sense, you'd be criticizing the Padres. Well, you hate that they get all these Tommy John surgeries, but if they're rushing young guys up and, you know, forcing them to throw more innings because of other injuries, you'd say, okay, they're being irresponsible with their young arms. They haven't been doing that.
Right.
They've been protecting Ryan Weathers, keeping those pitch counts down, you know, protecting Mackenzie Gore in the minor leagues because they're trying to avoid these kind of injuries, yet they keep happening. So, I mean, they're in a no-win situation. You bring these guys up, you ask more of them than you were hoping to ask, you're risking injury. You don't do that, well, then you're not going to be the team that you thought you were going to be. You know, best case scenario, Padres still find a way to get into the playoffs. With three top quality starters, you're okay in the playoffs.
Oh yeah,
you know that's not the concern so much. If they don't lose one of those big three, you like their chances in a series against someone when you're going. But you can't play a whole season with three pitchers.
No.
You're going to need four. You're going to need five.
You're
probably going to need
eight.
Six and
yeah.
Seven at some point. And I don't know who those guys are. You have to go out and make a trade and bring in a veteran arm to kind of just staunch the bleeding for a while. That could be a possibility that A.J. Preller has to look into, and one that they probably weren't expecting, at least not so fast, not on April 22nd, that they were going to need to, you know, staunch the bleeding with a veteran stopgap trade type possibility this early in the season.
Yeah, I'm disappointed, but I'm not really that surprised, and I just... I know Padre fans are disappointed, and the thing is, it's because he's so good. He's so dominant. When healthy, is one of the most dominant pitchers in baseball, and anytime you lose a guy like that, and you know you got Clevinger sitting there on the shelf as well, it hurts, it stings. It stung last year in the playoffs when you cannot run bullpen days out there every freaking day. You just can't do it. It's not sustainable for 162. It's just not. And, you know, even the Rays last year making the World Series, they still had a good stable of starting pitchers. And, this is why A.J. Preller, this is how he makes his money. So he's got to, as deep as he got us, you know, in the offseason, we got to get deeper. We got to get deeper right now.
Ryan Weathers takes the mound tonight at Dodger Stadium against Walker Buehler in the opener to a four-game series. Do you believe that we are watching him now as a full-fledged member of the Padres' starting rotation?
Oh, yeah.
No more swing man.
No.
You know, hey, you know, no more bringing him along in low-leverage situations. Okay, we're up five. We can get a couple innings out of Ryan Weathers. Three-inning save like we saw earlier this year. He's now a member of the Padres' starting rotation.
Oh, yeah, he's their five. right now, today, is their, he's their number five starter, and it's his job to absolutely win, keep, lose, whatever. That's it.
The luxurious talk we had about moving Chris Paddock to the bullpen or just dumping him out of the starting rotation entirely, and who cares what they do with him, fire him off, that's done right now. You can't talk like that.
He's your four.
You absolutely now need Chris Paddock moving forward if Denelson Lamet is not able to come back.
Right.
There's just no other options at this point. Now, that could change. You know, guys do have great minor league seasons. They force their way onto the roster. They haven't even started the minor league season, though.
That's the bummer, man. It's not like you can look down and go, hey, so-and-so is just lighting guys up, swings and misses, pitch mix, looking great, velo's there. Let's call him up. It's basically a call to the Peoria Sports Complex saying, how do you look today in practice? How did he look in live ABs? That's essentially what it is.
I mean, yeah, he's getting a lot of swings and misses against the same guys he faces every single day.
Yeah, he got O'Grady a couple times. O'Grady torched him for one.
I guess that's a decent sign. It's very hard to evaluate your own players when they're not going up against other organizations. And I think they are playing
other
some
teams.
Games against other teams. So I'm sure there's stats and you know, they're keeping an eye on this. At the same time, There's no savior riding in on his stallion to save the Padres at this point.
Right.
You can hope that it's Mackenzie Gore. He's still just 22. He hasn't pitched an inning of Major League Baseball in his career. In fact, he hasn't pitched an inning above Double-A. Did he get
double
to Double-A?
He got a little
bit of Double-A baseball is all he's had in his minor league career, and that was almost 2 years ago.
Yep.
Was the last time that happened.
I was cautiously optimistic. I guess I will remain cautiously optimistic, but I also had in the back of my mind would probably, there was a decent chance we'd have to do it without Denelson Lamet this year. And, we've got three really good starting pitchers right now. We've got one average starting pitcher, and we have one that's kind of an unknown. And, hopefully that unknown, he made a really good case for himself last week against this very same team. And hopefully he goes out and does that again tonight. Keeps him in the ball game, gives him a chance to win. And they just got to—you got to right the ship, man. It's got to be next man up. It's got to be somebody stepping up and taking the reins and cementing himself into that rotation. Because really, Benny, you're right. That's all we got right now. We don't really have that long man anymore. That long man's kind of gone. Craig Stammen, I guess.
Yeah, but I mean he's your long man at this point, and he's gotten 3 1/3, I think, in his longest outing, a 3-inning save. He is stretched out a little bit, but boy, you didn't want to torture bullpen going into this Dodgers series.
No.
Saw a lot of talk, Woodsy, yesterday, at least on social media, about calling the Padres, they're lying about their injuries. They're lying. They're not telling us the truth. There is always an element of that in Major League Baseball, in any professional
sport. In all sports, yeah.
That they're not going to give you the entire picture. They don't just open up everything and tell you everything that's going on behind the scenes. That would be a competitive disadvantage if they were giving out all information. I can tell Jace Tingler is a little unsure sometimes as to what to say. He was simply asked the question after the game yesterday, will Denelson Lamet be getting an MRI? And there was a very long pause. And he was like, you could see him thinking, do I say it? Do I not say it? What's the ramifications? He knew that he was going to get an MRI because eventually he said, yes, he's getting an MRI. What are the ramifications of that? He's kind of going through that
in his head. Playing it through.
And I think that's part of being a somewhat younger and inexperienced manager at this point. He doesn't want to say the wrong thing. I don't think he wants to lie directly to people when he's getting asked a question. But he also doesn't want to say too much and make things more difficult on the Padres and reveal information that he doesn't have to reveal. You keep proprietary information as proprietary as possible if you're any kind of business.
Yeah.
We just had one of those. Did you do your training module from Odyssey about not revealing proprietary information and, loose lips sink ships? We just had to go through it this week.
Well, I didn't take mine.
You didn't take yours. Yeah, I took mine yesterday.
You did?
I did.
Yeah, I did see it pop up and I just went, oh, another module. I'll get to it.
Training module. Jace Tingler's obviously gone through his training modules about not saying too much when you don't have to with information that can be kept in-house. I think that's what we see with the Padres when it comes to their injury talk.
I think it happens everywhere. It absolutely happens everywhere with every team. Bill Belichick is notorious for the people on the injured list and the, you know, waiting till the very last moment to announce things. It's gamesmanship, it's strategy, but it's also, you know, like in the case of Adrian Morihone, I saw people scratching their heads going, wait, he literally had surgery yesterday and you're saying that you haven't talked to him yet. So I don't get worked up about injuries again because I can't control it.
And I think people go, well, what's the advantage? Well, let's say you're AJ Preller and you know that Dinelson Lamet is not going to pitch again for you this season. Doesn't it give you an advantage, though, if maybe another GM still thinks he might be getting Dinelson Lamet back? If you know AJ's desperate and he's looking for a starting pitcher, what do? You jack up the price.
100%.
You ask for bigger prospects because you know, oh, this guy's desperate. He's not getting Dinelson Lamet back. If you keep that information from getting out there, you go, take him or leave him. We were thinking about maybe some insurance policy, but we're pretty sure Dinelson's coming back. We're good. You know,
but so, we wouldn't mind a little extra depth if you want to just do a swap.
It's
one
part
for
of the
one.
Game. That's why they don't give out all that information. It can come back to bite you if other teams find out about it too soon. So, all right, we got a great guest coming up on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Dean Norris, actor, got a new show. Hank Schrader from Breaking Bad going to be with us in our next hour. Stay tuned for that. It is Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. We'll be right back.